Welcome to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, the show that focuses on the power of hope and the strength that grows up when standing on a foundation of possibility. This is Growing Hope, where we are gathering the keys for unlocking hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are finding our own unique way to map it out, to map out our path to success and purpose. I am Catherine Lang and I am your encourager extraordinaire because I know that with a dash of courage, we can walk out all of our possibilities. I am overflowing with possibilities, but I have to make the choice. I have to make the choice each and every day to live out and fulfill those possibilities. They won't get done for me. Trust me, I've tried to get the people around me to make it happen. I have hinted. I have written out a chart. I have demanded. But it's still up to me. When I started gardening, I followed the advice and teachings of those who had been literally doing it since before I was born. I created my planting areas for my iris just the way my grandfather had always done. I bought extra hose to create watering stations for the larger flower beds. I marked every single plant we put in the ground, and then I mapped it out for added security. I did not take into account that the people who were teaching me were retired from their professions, and they had no small kids or animals running around through their yard and always through the beds, because why on earth would you go around, right? Every time we met for our gardening club, I let them tell me what I needed to do and how I needed to do it. That lasted about a year. After a year of trying to keep up, I was exhausted. I had gone through more hose than I did when I was teaching dance. I mean, the dogs kept chewing them up, or the boys would run over them with the lawnmower. The next year, I took some shortcuts. Or, to put it differently, I did things my own way. I did things in a way that worked for my family and for our life. Instead of weeding, I used a tiller, and then I went back and raked up the leaves that the little tiller had torn up. I also burned off the old stuff, which apparently you're not supposed to do. Instead of the fancy mulch, I got a load of chipped wood from a local tree trimmer for about a tenth of the cost of what it would have cost me to get the same amount of mulch. It was all working well until I had my encounter with the Yellow Jackets. You can read all about that over at my website, www.catherinelang.com, in the post, How to Engage Fear and Make Room to Overcome. See, it was all about survival of the fittest at that point. I had to survive, so now the plants had to survive. The plants had to survive the dogs, the kids, the droughts, the critters, and anything that did survive would be perfect for my yard. Well, last year we went through a severe dry season. It felt like we went probably a whole 6 weeks, if not longer, without a single drop of water. And I didn't water anything, including the gifts that I had been given that were in pots waiting for homes. This morning when I was out walking, I noticed that even those pots were bursting with new growth. Flowers and plants were blooming despite their neglect. What worked for everyone else did not work for me, but I did find a way that worked despite what others told me. I need to do the same thing when it comes to my personal journey. Maybe not so much the neglect part, but I have to find a way for walking boldly in my unique path. And that will require that I understand my individual path. Otherwise, I always stay caught up in the you have to do it this way and it only works my way demands of the world. I have to accept a few things about my journey if I'm going to understand my individual path. One, it's okay to be different. Others might not want me to be different, but that doesn't change the fact that it is okay. Two, it's okay to be similar. I can copy others or utilize tools from others. It doesn't mean I have to be just like them, but that I reflect them in some ways. Three, it's okay to follow. I can let others guide the way now and then. Four, it's okay to lead. I can step up and take the lead as well. And 5, it's okay to find what works for me. It is a process, and it is okay to work through the process. Just knowing it's okay can release the burden of needing to do it like all the others or to follow the path that others have said you must go. I have to understand that I'm unique in all the world. And if I am truly unique in all the world, then I am the only one that can understand and forge the path that I must walk. Because just like I am unique, my path will be unique as well. We are challenged to not conform, but we are told we must be conforming in our nonconformity. I mean, it is the contradiction of the world that keeps me spinning around most days. Don't be like everybody else, but be like everybody else and not being like everybody else. The fashion of the day is to be different from everybody else, and in being different from everybody else, you're like everybody else. It's complete and total craziness. But that is what we're expected to do. We're expected to be unique, but only if that uniqueness is like other people. That's what the world tells us. I know that the world is wrong. I have to make the choice not to conform to the world, not to limit myself to what the world says is the right way, or is the better way, or is the best way, because the world doesn't know me. The world doesn't want to know me. More importantly, the world doesn't want me to know me. The world wants to shove me in that box and keep me there, because if it can keep me there, it can control me. I am designed to be so much more than this box that the world is putting me in. I have to make the choice not to conform. No matter how loud the world gets when I make that choice not to conform, I have to understand my individual path and know that it's okay to walk it out, because that is who I am designed to be and who I am supposed to live out in this world despite this world. It takes hope. Hope provides the anchor to weather the storm. Hope offers the lift that allows me to fly. Hope makes room for the dream that reaches into all of my possibilities. I need more hope if I'm going to walk out my unique path. The unique path seems difficult because nobody else is on it. But no matter what path I choose to walk, the world will not make it easy for me. Conformity to the world is just as painful and even more restrictive. The world has just invested a lot of energy into deluding me, into the idea that conformity will be easier and better for everyone. I was reminded recently that the only way to find my better path is to be me. I have to be my unique self and walk my unique path if I'm going to live up to all of my potential and fulfill my possibilities. It's okay for me to be different, because I am. I don't do things like everyone else, and I'm not supposed to. Now, that doesn't give me free pass to do what I want, but it does give me the license to do what I'm designed to do. Most of my life, I was encouraged by the people around me to pursue a profession that involved math. I finally gave in and started pursuing a degree to become a math teacher. I had one professor that took time and invested in me enough to pull me aside and be honest. He said, "You'll never make it through the courses." Now, I was shocked at first because I had always been great at math. Math was one of my favorite subjects. He went on to explain. He said, "You would be a great math teacher, but you will not make it through the not so great math teachers that are already in place that you have to get through to get there." He said, "You're about people and engaging, and that is where you thrive." Despite my natural abilities in math, I chose to take a different path. It's okay for me to be similar. I will be walking parallel paths to many other people that I encounter. I will see others that are where I want to be in my journey. It's okay to want to be like them in some ways. I just have to keep me at the core. I sat down to work through my first Beth Moore study with a group of ladies from the church. The video started and I listened intently, taking notes with matching fervor. It was about 10 minutes in when I heard the voice in my heart say, that was supposed to be you. I knew then that I wasn't supposed to be Beth Moore. Not exactly. And I wasn't supposed to take her place. I felt that I was supposed to be sharing and teaching in a similar manner as she was in the video. That was a turning point in my journey because I saw in her something I knew that resided in me as well. It's okay to follow others. I need to be willing to listen and learn so that I am positioned to grow. I can get more when I slow down enough to follow. I attended a local conference, and the director stopped me between sessions to see where I was headed. I shared my plan, and he explained that I had already heard one of the sessions at a previous event. And I explained to him that if I didn't get something from the speaker, something new, then it was my fault, not hers. For me, following is about being invested in the learning process. I have to choose to learn when I choose to follow. It's okay to be in the lead. We are all called to take up the point now and then, as spouses, as parents, at work, and in so many other venues as well. Being in the lead is not about trying to outrun the others, but about having an openness to share in the growth and possibility of others. I think of geese when I think of taking the lead. The lead goose in the formation is not trying to be the first to the resting point. The goose flying in the front of the formation, that's the one that puts in the most energy. That's the one that's working the hardest because it is the first to break up the flow of air that provides the additional lift for the geese who follow behind the leader. The leader makes way for all the others. And it is okay to find what works for me, because if it doesn't work for me, then I won't work it. I have several friends that swear by the bullet journals. I have several friends that swear by the Pomodoro method, although I have trouble taking this serious because I always imagine a schedule list with like a giant poofy hairstyle. And I have friends that swear by the digital schedulers. My way involves pieces of them all, and it's bookended by some Napoleon Hill principles and then wrapped up in the word. It works for me. And the most important thing about making my way is to find what works for me. See, the world may not get it. Actually, just go ahead and accept that the world will not get it. The world is not supposed to get it. My spouse may not get it, or at least my spouse may not get it all the time, especially those times when it seems to conflict with his own thoughts or ideas, or it feels like it's conflicting. There may be days when I don't get it. I mean, come on. Walking the unknown can leave me wondering if I have the right directions. It's not about knowing the end. It is about understanding it's a journey. I have to understand that my way is unique for me, and it's okay for me to walk out my unique path. I am not supposed to be like anyone else, and it is such a relief that I don't have to be like anybody else. I can be the unique me that I'm designed to be, because until I accept that unique me, until I make the choice daily to walk in that unique me, until I boldly pursue the uniqueness that is me, I'm going to struggle to walk out the path that I know I'm supposed to be walking. If I try to do it like everyone else, I'll end up where everyone else is, not where I am supposed to be. I have to choose to be uniquely me. And that means understanding that my path is an individual path for me. I have never been the normal one. At least not from where I'm standing. It started when I was barely old enough to walk. My mom was a beauty queen, all ruffles and lace. She was thrilled to have a girl to dote on. I was not that girl. I would rather be climbing a tree or digging through the creek trying to catch crawdads. But she kept trying. She even got me a canopy bed just like the one she had always dreamed of having. I happened into my room as my dad was putting it together, and I was thrilled at the new addition to my room. Because if you watch someone putting a canopy bed together, it looks an awful lot like monkey bars. When I found out my monkey bars were not for climbing, but just to hold a frilly curtain, I refused. I refused to sleep in it. I spent the next few years sleeping in a box in the closet or under the bed or just in the floor. I never slept in that canopy bed that my mother so loved. And that was just the beginning. I was not like my mother, even when I tried to be. I was also not like my brothers or my dad or my uncle. I was uniquely me, and not everyone liked that idea. The more I read scripture, the more I noticed that God is a craftsman. He crafted each person. He wove me in my mother's womb. I have done lots of crafts, and I've baked plenty of sweets. I've cooked enough meals that I don't even like to think about it. I notice that when I'm creating something, it's unique, no matter the similarities it may have to other items I have created in the past. God's no different than that. He has made me unique. The psalmist declared in Psalm 139, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. Nothing that I am is hidden from you. You formed me, wove me with intricate details, wrote out all of me in your book before the beginning of time." God crafted me. God made me unique. I have an individual path that He has written out in His book even before time. Why would I try to conform to this world when God has made me so much more? Isaiah 64 talks about how God is the potter. I am the clay. I have to give myself to Him so that He can mold me into His design. If you've ever watched a potter or any craftsman, when they get started, the design doesn't make sense to anyone else because nobody else can see the full picture. Nobody but God can see my full picture. In Ephesians 2:10, Paul declares that we are all His workmanship. We are all creations of God, creations where only He can see the full picture. And we are all created for good works in Christ Jesus. That's an amazing idea, to know that I am created for good works. I am crafted by God on purpose for a purpose. I'm not a mistake. Nothing about me is a mistake. And more importantly, nothing I can do or think can surprise God. He wrote it all out in His book before time. He knows. He understands. He gets it. Yeah, sometimes He rolls His eyes at me because, well, I'm me. But God, I'm not going to surprise Him. He knows. And He has crafted in me a desire to become what He has purposed for my life. Each of the little points and abilities and talents and gifts are all part of that design. It is up to me to understand that I am not like anybody else. It is up to me to understand that I'm not supposed to be like anybody else. It is up to me to recognize and understand it is okay that my path is my own individual path because that is the way I'm designed. God does not make duplicates. Even when He makes two, twins, three, triplets, they are still uniquely designed and crafted. They may have some similarities, but that doesn't make them the same. I am called to be uniquely me. You are called, designed, crafted, woven to be uniquely you. When you settle into that, when you get hold of that, then you empower your whole life to become that unique design. I am called to be peculiar. I am called to be unique. I am designed and woven and crafted to be me. And I am going to dare to walk boldly in the me that I am designed and crafted to be. That is my purpose. That is God's design in me and for me. not to conform to this world, but to be so much more than this world can ever even begin to comprehend. I will walk my individual path. I am Catherine Lang, your rainbows and lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, in all that you're doing, be blessed and be a blessing.
You have been listening to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Join Catherine back here to unlock thoughts and ideas for growing up possibilities and giving wings to the hope for life. Visit Catherine's website, www.catherinelang.com, to learn more about her writing or to sign up to work with her. Catherine offers individual, group, and corporate coaching to jumpstart your journey to success. You can find more shared encouragement and inspiration through the Quote of the Day and the Moment of Hope broadcast. You can also find Catherine around social media to connect and engage and grow up relationships that will foster this journey of acceptance, hope, and possibility. On Facebook, look for The Catherine C. Lang. On Twitter, use @CatherineC. Lang. On YouTube, you'll find her at The Catherine C. Lang. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope, planted and nurtured, will grow up into a world of possibilities.